broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha 4-stroke outboards, from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full 4-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 through 5, and Saturday 9 to 1, and on the web at RockiesMarine.com, 772-3949, or toll-free, 800-478-3949. And support comes from Alps Federal Credit Union, a member-owned and directed nonprofit financial cooperative established in 1960, helping to build a stronger financial future for Petersburg and Southeast Alaska.
You're listening to KFSK. Good morning. This is our Tradio program. It's Wednesday, March 4th, and we have that. Hold on. We've got some issues going on here. I just realized what it was, I think.
Oh.
How's that?
A little loud?
Okay.
It's still a little loud.
Okay. Well, we had some headphones issues in here for, I think now everything's way too loud. Sorry about that. That's our in-house issues here. Robin Hagerman is with me. Good morning. I'm Tom Abbott, and we're here for your Tradio calls. If you're looking to buy, sell, or trade, or make an announcement, we'll put you on the air this morning. Is that better?
It's better, but could you still turn it down a little?
So are you on two or three now? You swapped headphones.
I swapped headphones, but... it doesn't have a number on it.
Okay, that's number two.
Okay, now it's too quiet. right there.
Okay, yeah. All right, we will hear you when you call in. Our phone number is 772-3808. If you're outside of Petersburg, you can call in as well, and that's 888-772-3808. Well, good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Tom.
Now it's all settled, and things are good. So... somehow we had some wrong buttons pushed there from something. Here on Tradio, for taking your phone calls here this morning, we had some fun with the trivia questions this morning. And there was one of the questions was about the big effort that took place to get food and some supplies out to Angoon and Cake. With the Westerly leaving the dock, Lighthouse Assembly of God, along with Rotary, putting together a really good effort and getting some goods out to those folks that need it with the lack of ferry service. So good news is that there's a little bit of ferry service through Allen Marine out of Sitka helping out. So that's been helping those folks a lot. But really good effort out of Petersburg. And one of the trivia questions was, who is the president-elect of Rotary? And it's Bennett McGrath. And again, but Nathan Lopez should also get a big pat on the back for his efforts into it, too. And then, of course, the Westerly, which made the trip, too. So a lot of people involved, and so big thank you to the Petersburg Rotary Club and also to Lighthouse Assembly of God and the folks there. And that was one of our trivia questions this morning, but it was a real good feel-good story that was on the radio the past couple of days. So it was very nice. And you were you part of the big burger night on Sunday evening, or no?
No, I participated in purchasing burgers.
Yeah.
In the past, I have been, but this year I have tendonitis in my thumb and my shoulder, so I could not pull it off.
Well, it was fantastic. I was down there and I had really good burgers. We had some guests in the studio last week on Friday during Tradio, and they were talking about the performance that's coming out this spring and why they were raising money and, you know, for education classes and stuff for teachers and also for students as well, but that they're going to do the Wizard of Oz for their spring performance.
Yes.
So it's... I keep on thinking more and more about what the Wright Auditorium can do with the lights and everything, and What a great show that's going to be. I mean, with...
Oh, I think it's going to be a fabulous show.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not on the board anymore, but I have a dancer.
Right.
And so, you know, I think the five seniors have kind of some lead positions in that part, mm-hmm. and then they will be doing their solos as well.
Right.
And so I think I have heard that there's one night that is the tots and the senior solos, one mm-hmm. night for a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe Friday and Saturday.
I think there's three performances, I think.
Yeah.
But we're going to hear more about it as we get closer to the date, of course. But I keep on thinking of, like, seeing flying monkeys and munchkins and all kinds of things that could be done with that performance. But we'll see what happens.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be just absolutely fabulous.
The
teachers are always very creative with what they do.
Yep.
And
yep.
Hey,
and I wanted to say, too, with the health fair coming up, a good reminder to schedule a blood draw this month with Medical Center. The health fair is early April, but you have to have your blood draw this month of March to get your results back at the health fair. You know, years ago they used to do it, the draw was that day. So that's changed several years ago now. But you get your blood draw this month, and you can contact the Medical Center about that and go to their website to learn more information about the health fair. It's pmcak.org. And it's a really good opportunity at low cost to get a good diagnosis of how you're doing with the blood draw and all the information that comes out of that. And you've got many different options to take, too, that you can sign up when you do that. So more information at the Medical Center, and they'll help you through that. But I wanted to speak to the fact that the Petersburg Health Center and the Medical Center providing a lot of information on the COVID-19, coronavirus that's out. That's still a lot of unknowns regarding that, but what we do know is always the good hygiene is just always cover your cough, wash your hands often this time of year, whether it's a different strain of the influenza or whatever it may be. But we've got some information on our website about it too, to keep you up to date, especially if you're going to be traveling. You might want to look into that, some of that information. That's at kfsk.org. We've got information from the Center for Disease Control and World Health Organization there for you to get the latest information, especially any travel advisories that may be accompanied with the outbreak. But it's a good resource, and that's going to be a topic of the discussion for the Local Emergency Planning Committee this week, which is on Thursday at noon at the Fire Hall. Also here on the radio on Thursday afternoon at 12:30, we'll have a call-in with Petersburg Medical Center representatives from the hospital over here, and that's our regular monthly call-in program. So that's coming up on Thursday afternoon as well. So that'll probably be a touch base on that topic there as well. But we're looking for phone calls here this morning if you're looking to buy, sell, or trade. Or if you have an announcement, if you got a dinner coming up or something like that, you can give us a call. We'll put you on the air. And I'll speak about a dinner that I'm involved with, and that's the corned beef and cabbage dinner the night of St. Patrick's Day. It's over at the Catholic Church. We raise funds for our scholarship program, and it's the Art Lopez Memorial Scholarship, and it's a great dinner. Joe Stratman does a great job cooking the corned beef, and a lot of us help out. Sally Dwyer is putting together some really good chocolate mousse and some different desserts for it. So we've got another really good Irish dinner for you on St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day parade is going on as scheduled, 4 o'clock, always on the day of St. Patrick's Day, which is Tuesday the 17th, 4 o'clock down on Main Street. And we'll gather in front of Trading Union Grocery and head a whole 2 blocks down, and then take a left and go up to Mountain View Manor, sing a few songs for the folks there at long-term care. Not Mountain View Manor, at the hospital, long-term care. So that's all coming up. And now we'll get to a caller for the show this morning, and we'll take a caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hi. I'm looking to pick up a little bit of extra work. I can do construction or rough carpentry or some firewood or heavy lifting or something. And my number is 4125.
What was the first three?
518.
Okay.
And then that was 4125?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I gotcha.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck. All right. Well, it's a very slow one, Robin.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been able to get a word in edgewise. You've just been rattling one thing off after another. So, you know, I do know that, like, the high school play is this weekend,
right.
Friday and Saturday night, and that is a dinner theater at the Sons of Norway, and tickets are on sale at the high school office, I believe, and I think they're $30 a ticket, and there's one group that's doing the play. There's another group that's, like, waiting on tables.
Sure.
And I believe there's a third group that is making the food. So
and
that's
your,
why I don't...
Is your Tatum involved in it?
Tatum is in the play.
All right, good.
So that's why I know that much.
And it's Murder Cafe is the name of it?
Or
Cafe Murder?
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. And I think there's going to be some audience participation, or you
oh,
get to ask some questions. And so
oh, very good.
It really sounds very, very fun. You know, my kids, when they've been involved in the play, have always been a little closed mouth about it because they always kind of want it to be a big surprise for us when we go, and we never quite know what they're going to do up there. But,
right. And tickets are available at the high school.
Yep.
In the office. $30.
$30.
Okay. All right. That's Friday and Saturday nights at Sons of Norway Hall this weekend. And caller on line one, good morning. You're on Tradio.
Is that me?
It is.
Hi, this is Sally calling from Sons of Norway.
Good morning,
hey, Sally.
Good morning. Hey, it's snowing out here. What's with that?
I know.
Ugh.
It's
anyway,
sticking
I wanted
a little
to let
bit.
People know that because of the Murder Cafe play this weekend, we are not having bingo.
Okay, no bingo Friday night.
Yeah, we don't want to compete with the kids on the parking and frustrate some of our oldsters that don't like to walk more than 20 feet to the door.
Right.
So we decided to take a break. 1 week only.
And then what about the following week when you... Oh, no, that's because the museum performance at the Sons of Norway is on Saturday and Sunday.
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
We're going to go ahead and do it that weekend.
Okay.
But we kind of try to be mindful of our renters, you know, downstairs.
Sure, yep.
Anyway, yeah, go get your tickets. There's lots of tickets to be had this time of year. I know the museum and the St. Patrick's Day dinner at the church... And, of course, the kids doing the play this weekend. So we're quite a happening town.
I know. It's busy. It's fun.
Yeah.
Got a lot of options.
Anyway, have a great week and be safe out there, you guys. Wear something when you're walking in the dark so we can see ya.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Sally.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Sally always has good safety tips, you know. And I have one, you know, talking about hygiene, you know. It's
right.
Always a really good idea when you first thing you do when you come in, when you've been out and about in public at the post office, the grocery store, or whatever you've been doing, come in and wash your hands right then.
Oh, that's a great idea. You know, and there's a lot of, you'll see the little sanitizer pump station type things around. It's always, you know, good to grab those too. I always take my coat sleeve over my hand when I'm grabbing a doorknob, you know, this time of year, that sort of thing. It helps.
Yeah, and that helps.
Just kind of a habit in doing that sort of thing. So it helps a lot. But again, if you've got any questions or if you're feeling under the weather, certainly contact Public Health or the Joy Janssen Clinic and, you know, don't let this thing get away from you and, you know, get it early. But again, the flu is a tough one every year, but now that we've got an unknown company in it, it adds a little bit more to it. So it's always good to practice a little bit of hygiene further than what you normally do and just be a little bit careful about spreading germs that you may have or, you know, catching something, you know, when somebody else sneezes or coughs right alongside of you, you know, that's like, oof.
I'm now looking at my microphone.
These we do every day. We do. We do all the things in here every day. So that's good. Because, yeah, this is a, you know, happening place. There's a lot of people that come through here throughout the day. So, well, I think we can just get to a rundown, Robin. It's 20 minutes after 9. So it's a brief one.
It is really brief. We do have one caller who is in search of some work. He's a day laborer. He can do construction or firewood, heavy lifting, you know, maybe if you've got some steps that need to be shoveled off or swept off or something. So give him a call at 518-4125. Sally from the Suns called, and there is no bingo on Friday night because of the high school murder cafe that's happening in the downstairs hall. And those tickets are available at the high school office. $30 a ticket, and you get a, it's a dinner show. So, sounds like a lot of fun.
Before we go, I wanted to give everybody a reminder on the Region 5 basketball tournament, which is next week in Juneau. We will be broadcasting the boys' and the girls' games throughout the tournament. And the first game for Petersburg will be the girls. They're going to play on Wednesday, and they'll be playing at 3 p.m. next Wednesday. And they're going to play against Wrangell. Wrangell finished number 2, and Petersburg girls finished number 3. And first place getting a bye for the girls' bracket is Metlakatla. And for the boys get a first-round bye because they've placed first. And Petersburg boys will be playing on Thursday morning at 9:45. They will face the winner of the Craig and Wrangell game, which is Wednesday afternoon. So again, the boys will play their first game Thursday morning. The girls will play their first game Wednesday afternoon. And we'll have those games on the radio for you here on KFSK. That's the 2A Region 5 basketball tournament up in Juneau, and that's next week. That's it for Tradio for today. Thanks for joining us this morning. We have Line 1, Back Pain and Spinal Surgery. That's a topic on healthcare call-in program coming up at 10 o'clock here this morning. We also have a health tip from the Petersburg Medical Center coming up, and we'll have the Jet Report courtesy of Viking Travel this morning. A reminder, too, that GCI, your services may be a bit sluggish this morning. They've got a statewide issue going on. They're working on it. So whether it's your mobile device or, you know, your laptop or desktop, it may be a little sluggish, but don't worry about it. They're working on it, and that's what the cause is. So don't start pulling your hair out and figuring out what may be going wrong with your system. It's just fine. It's GCI, and they're working on it. So hope you have a great day. Thanks for joining us.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha 4-stroke outboards, from a 2.5 horsepower portable to the F350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300 horsepower models. Yamaha's full 4-stroke lineup Monday through Friday, 8 through 5, and Saturday 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. And support comes from Alps Federal Credit Union, a member-owned and directed nonprofit financial cooperative established in 1960, helping to build a stronger financial future for Petersburg and Southeast Alaska.
Did you know that viruses can live up to 20 minutes on a dry surface? And some bacteria can live for hours or days on frequently shared items such as faucets or doorknobs. Hi, my name is Sarah, bringing you this week's health tip. Hand washing is like a do-it-yourself vaccine. It involves 5 simple and effective steps: wet, lather, scrub, rinse, dry. To properly wash your hands, be sure to use plenty of soap and warm water, scrubbing vigorously for about 20 seconds, and make sure that all surface areas have been washed. Scrub the wrists and backs of the hands, between fingers, and give special attention to the fingertips and under the fingernails where bacteria and viruses can lurk. Avoid touching the faucet directly with newly washed hands. After rinsing, leave the water running and dry hands with a single-use towel. Before throwing the towel in the garbage, use it to turn off the faucet, and if in a public restroom, to open the door. It's important to wash hands frequently, including before and after eating, after using the bathroom, after coughing, sneezing, or blowing your nose, before you touch your eyes, mouth, or nose, before and after caring for a sick or injured person, after contact with body fluids, and after changing a diaper or handling raw meat or garbage. It's quick, it's simple, and it can keep us all from getting sick. Hand washing is a win for everyone, except the germs. This message is brought to you by Petersburg Medical Center and KFSK Petersburg.